losing the game by Ahead of the Curve, a podfic requested by Gene C. Pepper and read by Cyrano II. It's raining when Batman pushes you into the wall and growls, "Pants off," in your ear. You giggle, you can't help yourself, and eagerly comply because you've been waiting for this all week. He won't come unless you've threatened poor old Gotham. No, not unless he has a reason. These are the rules, and as much as you hate rules, you don't really mind these. So you do what you do best, and there he is, all bulky muscles and hate. It's the hate sex you love so much. And, oh, no one does it better than him. It's a game between him and you. Who will break down first? You feel cold rain hit your bare legs as he pushes your pants down the rest of the way. He's always so impatient, a pretty, down-to-business kind of guy. He enters you without warning, and you wonder if he has a special little compartment in his utility belt for lube, as your head collides with the brick wall hard enough to make you a little more delirious, and it feels good. You hardly ever used to wear underwear, but you never wear it now for this reason. It's the corruption you love. He thinks he's teaching you a lesson, and you let him think that. He's putting you in your place, fucking you into submission, and you don't try to hide your like of the big, dominant bat. You're getting close now. Batman reaches around and starts to fondle your erection roughly, his other hand gripping hard on the bruises he left on your hips the last time. You giggle again, louder, and wonder what everyone would think if you told them that the great Batman was a total fag for you. You'd never tell, but the look on their faces would be priceless and almost worth it. Almost. You whine when he orgasms, feel that warm liquid spill inside you, and it's enough to send you over the edge, though you know you would have come the minute you saw him. You're easily excited. It's just your nature. He pulls out, and you know he's leaving, and for some reason your stomach feels very empty at that realization. But even more so, you know he'll be coming back, and you revel in that thought. But he turns you around suddenly. Maybe he's going to hit you again, a post-orgasm beating. And instead, he pushes his lips to yours, and you freeze because this has never happened before. This is not part of hate sex. This isn't... Oh. You lose your train of thought when he slips his tongue inside, and you decide to respond, because what the hell? What's a little change in the game plan? You never liked plans. Only it lasts longer than you think it should, and it's much too gentle for your tastes, probably even for his. It's hungry, almost desperate, and that confuses you. You can't really figure out why he's doing this. Eventually, you pull away, all breathless and hot in the face, and look at him. And he looks at you. And you realize everything is different. Something isn't right. Because he's never looked at you this way before, and you want him to kiss you again, but why? He backs away slowly, still looking at you, thinking and knowing what you're just figuring out. It's different now. It's changed. It's not just sex anymore. It's something much, much more complicated. And you let out an almost desperate, sick little laugh as he disappears into the night, because that game you've both been playing, you both just lost.